Professor Roger Luckhurst on Bram Stoker's The Jewel of Seven Stars. Tomorrow night, on the centenary of Stoker's death, Dr. Jarlath Killeen of Trinity College Dublin looks at two symbols found throughout the author's work, the muscular Christian male and the sinister female serpent. And later tonight, Radio 4 Extra brings you one of Bram Stoker's lesser-known but just as chilling stories. David Thomas reads A Dream of Red Hands, another of his midnight tales, in 60 minutes over on Radio 4 Extra. Now tomorrow, being Friday, we've The Verb with Ian McMillan and his guests are novelist Tim Lott, playwright Nell Leishen and singer Catherine Williams. Recorded earlier in the evening in the Radio Theatre here in Broadcasting House, Ian McMillan introduces The Verb at 10 o'clock tomorrow evening. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's just gone 10 o'clock and now it's time for Lake Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Tragafuego inspired that song. The fire breathers who risk their lives in the heavy traffic of Mexican cities to entertain the commuters. Performed there by a group called Quetzal, who've been part of the revival of Mexican traditions from their base in East Los Angeles. And welcome to the last Late Junction of the week. Coming up tonight, there's another track from the new CD by Sweet Billy Pilgrim out this week. There's Motorpsycho's new epic, some Tom Waits and some piano music by Henry Cowell. Next tonight, the voice of Jason Steele.
The night I ran towards the drink I fell into, mystic court of memory, I sat and spoke with you, sat and spoke with you, and the sorrows of the world all rose up in chorus as our eyes like anchors fell to the feast before us. Where plates I threw aside, tables overturned, all the knowledge in my heart I wish I'd never learned, wish I'd never learned. Then the sun began to bow as though he were waning, and the constants of this world did begin their changing. I'm not too good at it.
Master of the Hawaiian guitar, Bob Brosman, and kora player and singer Jelly Musa Diawara from Guinea, who met when they were both a very long way from home in 1999 in La Réunion, and they first played together at the Africa Nights Festival in Montreal. That was a track from the album they made together called Ocean Blues. And before that, the voice of Jason Steele and a song called The Feast. Each night this week I've been playing you a track from the new CD by Sweet Billy Pilgrim, which is released this week. This one's been available as a preview video for a couple of months, so maybe you recognise it. It's called Brugada.
There it is again. Can you make it out above the home of distraction? Everything is still quiet, but for these echoes of some distant aftershock, speak to me, God. Thank you. to sleep. Was it you, God? Let it go. God, let it go. God, let it go.
Sweet Billy Pilgrim and Brugada. That's from their new album out this week called Crown and Treaty. And we've known Tim and the guys for quite a long time here on Late Junction, so we wish them the very best of luck with that. Of course, you can listen to any of the music I've played on Late Junction throughout the week again for the next 7 days on the BBC iPlayer. That's via the Radio 3 website. The sound of Tibetan monks next from the Tashi Lunpo Monastery. This is from an album called Time of the Skeleton Lords, and it's songs and prayers from death to rebirth.
Nazar namba namba. Thank you.
The extraordinary Russian accordionist Evelyn Petrova from her album called The Seasons. That was the month of May, the month, she says, of round dances or chorovod and courting. One of Alfred Schnittke's 12 Psalms of Repentance just before, that was the final psalm, performed with Bocca Chiusa, as the score says, the Swedish radio choir conducted by Tanu Kaljuster, and first of all the monks from the Tibetan Tashi Lunpo Monastery. The theremin player Barbara Buchholz died a couple of weeks ago. In tribute to her, this is a number called Coyote. Thank you. the stuff of nightmares, perhaps. Ben Frost and the Carpathians from his rather eerie album By the Throat. Following on from our tribute to Barbara Buchholz, who died last week, playing theremin there in Coyote. Now, I don't know if you managed to catch In the Country last weekend when they were in London. So good to hear them again. I've been asked quite a few times to play again their version of Brothers in Arms. Morten Kvennel on piano, Roger Arntzen on bass and Paul Hausken on drums.
Thank you. but there's never a rose. And over there, the roses are frightened to bloom, so they never can grow. And over here, they need wool for weaving their babies' new clothes. But nobody has any wool. And the sheep are all lost in the harbor, lost in the over here. They want diamonds to wear, but there aren't any here. And over there, everyone's hiding their tears, but they're crying inside. They're no longer afraid of themselves. And if you don't believe me, ask yourselves, and then I can come down to the harbor, down to the I will fill the ocean back up with my tears. I still have a couple more years, and then I can come back to the home. Down to the
Henry Cowell wrote a lot of music based on the Irish myths he heard as a child. That was a piece called Aeolian Harp, played by Sorrel Hayes. Tom Waits before that, and Lost in the Harbour, and first of all, In the Country, and their version of Brothers in Arms. Time untangles complexity, said Morton Feldman once, talking about his piece Vertical Thoughts 2 for violin and piano. We're eventually left with the face of the clock, he went on, rather than the working of its inner parts. The violinist here is Mark Sabat and the pianist Stephen Clark. Thank you. Couple of rather interesting duo partnerships there. Keith Rowe and Eddie Prevost from 1979, a track called Convergence from the wonderfully titled album It Had Been an Ordinary Enough Day in Pueblo, Colorado. And before that, Mark Sabat and Stephen Clark playing Vertical Thoughts 2 by Morton Feldman. Chango Spasiuk is an Argentinian accordionist with Ukrainian grandparents, so there are Eastern influences on his music as well as local traditions. This track, he says, is for the village near where he grew up, where cattle breeding was big business.
Thank you. Fossé qui se creuse toujours plus immense, entre celles qui peinent à trouver leur pitance et ceux qui font bombance à s'éclater la panse. Des cris étouffés, amurés de silence. Des cris étouffés, amurés de silence. Le silence est d'or, mais bien souvent souffrance. La Banque mondiale des technocrates exigeant leur créance. Politiciens informes reniflant la finance. Des cris étouffés, amurés de silence. Des cris étouffés, amurés de silence. Des lois qui se font dures, seul vaut l'obéissance. Des marchands de foi ne prêchant que patience. Pauvreté provoquée qu'on appelle malchance. Des cris étouffés, amurés de silence. Des cris étouffés, amurés de silence. Des cris étouffés, amurés de silence.
Senegalese guitarist and singer El Hadj Ndiaye, and a song called Sans Voix, Without Voice, following on from the Argentinian accordionist Chango Spasiuk. Motorpsycho and Stola Stoo looking to end Late Junction tonight from their new epic release called The Death-Defying Unicorn, which was originally a commission for the Mulder Jazz Festival in 2010. Here it's in a recording with a cast list joined by the Trondheim Jazz Orchestra, the Trondheim soloists and the violinist Ulla Kvernberg. They describe it as a fanciful, far-out musical fable, which I can't improve on. Tomorrow night in World on Three, there's a duo for oud and percussion, Ahmad Al-Khatib and Youssef Habesh, and I'll be back on Tuesday night. Thanks for your company this week. Till next week, good night. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. To set off tonight another of Through the Night's horde of highlights from the 2011 BBC Proms, among them violinist Tasmin Little with Andrew Davis and the BBC Symphony Orchestra in the Elgar Violin Concerto, and Strauss's Don Juan with Andris Nelsons and the CBSO. And to set us off here, the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted by Manfred Honeck. In Wagner, the Lohengrin Act 1 prelude, one of Wagner's evocations of the power of spiritual love, preparing us for the chivalrous tale about to unfold of a knight in shining armour in search of the Holy Grail, borne along by a white swan.